Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Chogyal Shinshin Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ili honganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Hirai family, in memory of Toshikichi and Tatsu Rikimaru and Mrs. Keiyoshie Hirai. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Mariko Nishiyama of Aeya Honganji Mission. Good morning, Reverend Nishiyama.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for tuning in this morning, and I am happy to share the Buddha Dharma with all of you. In May, I had an excellent opportunity to visit Honsan Kyoto, Japan, Nishi Honganji, to participate in the joint celebration of the 850th anniversary of Shinran Shonin's birth and the 800th anniversary of the establishment of Chogyal Shinshin teaching. As I had free time for only one day, I visited the Kyoto National Museum because it was a special 850th anniversary exhibit of Shinran Shonin called Shinran. I was very moved by the many exhibits related to Shinran Shonin, who lived in the Kamakura period. I was grateful that I had a chance to see many historical items that have been carefully preserved to this day. One of them is titled Seated Portrait of Shinran, which shows Shinran with his neck wrapped in a scarf-like mosu and a Buddhist rosary or nenju held in both hands. This statue of Shinran appears to be based on a portrait painting made when he was 83 years old that was passed down in Nishi Honganji Temple. The statue is small, only about 30 cm tall, but its piercing expression with its mouth pursed and eyebrows lifted is realistic and powerful. I was very impressed by the exhibit, and I spent 2.5 hours at the museum. Now I'd like to share about the teaching of Amida Buddha with all of you. Ignorance means absence of wisdom by which to see reality as it is. Ignorance is deeply entrenched in human existence itself, such as blind passions. Dharma body is completely beyond thinking and words, and it fills all space. I'll read Hymns of the Pure Land by Shinran Shonin. Amida, full of compassion for those lost in the great night of ignorance, the well of light of Dharma body being boundless, took the form of the Buddha of unhindered light and appeared in the land of peace. Namo Amida Butsu. The great night of ignorance refers to a perpetually dark night that never turns into dawn. It is not something located elsewhere, but rather a description of our current world. As for the nature of our existence, even though we understand that complaining is not advisable. It isn't easy to refrain from doing so. Similarly, despite knowing that getting angry is not beneficial, we find it hard to stop ourselves from getting angry. We are aware that speaking ill of others is wrong, yet we often find ourselves doing so. When we reflect upon our reality, it becomes apparent that our afflictions resemble an endless night that never gives way to morning. However, among beings burdened with afflictions, there was a simultaneous presence of the Buddha's incomprehensible and sorrowful heart, longings to lead all sentient beings from their suffering into the realm of light. There has always been a compassionate entity that emphasizes with our condition. From the very beginning, it is Amida Buddha. Amida Buddha is formless, and this formless being is called Jinem. Amida Buddha, when appearing with form, is not called Supreme Nirvana. To make it known that Amida Buddha is formless, the name Amida Buddha or Namu Amida Butsu fulfills the purpose of making us know the significance of Jinem, which is spontaneous working. Amida Buddha's wish is to lead the sentient beings wandering in the darkness of ignorance into the realm of light, driven by a compassionate heart. The origin of this aspiration lies in the empathy for the great night of ignorance. Our existence in this realm is likely the root cause of all our sufferings. Because we are in this difficult world, we face various troubles. Even within our homes, it becomes dark and gloomy, without electricity at night. If the light goes out, we might bump into things, stumble, and some people might even get hurt. The same can be said for our lives. Life is filled with various sufferings, known as the Four Noble Truths. These include the suffering of birth, aging, illness, and death. There is also separation from loved ones, the suffering of encountering those we dislike, the agony of not attaining what we desire. It is not just the suffering of decline, but also the suffering of being driven by strong desires. These afflictions bring forth the compassionate heart of Amida Buddha towards sentient beings. The concrete form that represents this compassionate heart voiced through my mouth is the name Namo Amida Butsu, which takes the form of Amida Buddha. Indeed, to live together with these sufferings is to live a life of Nembutsu. When we lose the freshness of living, we gradually lose the sense of wonder in being alive. We become enveloped in a dark abyss. However, living itself becomes a means for us to awaken one another, to awaken others. Amida Buddha transcends the realm of color and form, reaching us through the name Namu Amida Butsu. We encounter Amida Buddha. Namu Amida Butsu is a specific manifestation of Amida Buddha's workings. It enables us to encounter the wisdom of the Buddha and realize the foolishness of human intellect and narrow perspectives. By experiencing the vast world of the Buddha through Namo Amida Butsu, we are inspired to live each day to the fullest. Let us live together in the life of Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Nishiyama, for your Dharma message. To listen to the message, please check our website at www.moyiliilihongkanji.org. Tomorrow, June 18th, will be a special Dharma School Father's Day service. The last one dance practice will be June 19th at 6:30 p.m. here at Moyiliilihongkanji. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we'd like to thank our sponsor, the Hirai family, and the help of our Dharma School. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Mr. Piper Toyama, past president of Honpao Honkaichi Mission of Kyodan of Hawaii. Namo Amida Butsu.
Shines into all.